Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week, also the WCHA's Defensive Player of the Week, Stan Backla from the men's hockey team. Congratulations, Bax.
Thank you.
81 saves on a weekend is a lot. How mentally spent were you on top of physically spent?
It wasn't too bad. I mean, I said it before, like, most of those shots were from the outside. We worked hard as a team to kind of keep it that way and limit their opportunities, and they got a lot of shots, but I mean, us as a team, we'll take that at any night.
Defensively, guys playing well in front of you, penalty kill obviously playing well in front of you, in particular the five-minute major. What's going through a goalie's mind in a situation like that, knowing, all right, if I give up one, I might give up two or three or four?
Yeah, that's a scary opportunity. You just kind of, I don't personally think about it, you know, it's just, after you've stopped one, you kind of get that flow, and you just, the biggest thing on those kind of plays is you got to find the puck. They do a good job of moving it, and usually we're trying to get in front, so I just try and find it.
Is it easier on big ice? A little harder to clog up the lanes where you can see a little bit better?
Yeah, I guess so, but the rushes that you can get out of it could also be pretty detrimental.
You guys also killed off a 5-on-3. As you're watching your penalty kill, what makes it so good?
Oh, they can't get in our zone. That's the biggest thing I've noticed is once we get the puck and we chip it out, you know, they rarely have a good chance of getting it in our zone, and we do a good job of keeping them out. And when we do get them in there for a little bit, we usually don't make too many mistakes, and we're able to ice the puck and get a good change.
After being outplayed for most of the night on Friday, how important was a win on Saturday?
It was huge. I mean, we're trying to establish something for the playoffs, and I mean, I know personally, but definitely as a team, we didn't want what happened in St. Cloud, losing in the overtime there. We didn't want to do that again.
Did you even see that shot in overtime?
Part of it, I couldn't tell you. I just kind of I was hoping to God that it would hit my arm, and it just went straight in.
As a goalie, do you take a goal, any goal, not in particular that one, but any goal personally?
I think you take every goal personally. Most goalies strive to be perfect, and, you know, you always want to stop every shot. But definitely during a game, you can't let it get to you. It's a good teaching tool later on for the future.
Congrats and good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU men's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.